Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I was just telling Jason that I got a call from Kyle, and Kyle needed to take yesterday off because he had an appointment that just popped up, and he couldn't change it. And I said, sure, that'd be great. So he asked if he could switch with Kathy. I said, well, I'm pretty sure that'll work out just fine. I'll call Kathy. And I called Kathy, and she said that'd be great. She would be delighted to switch with Kyle because they alternate weeks. And then Kathy called me later on in the day saying she talked to Sharon, and Sharon asked if they could broadcast together. So Kathy asked me, and I said, sure, that'd be great. So that's what happened yesterday. Kathy and Sharon decided that they would like to broadcast together. So I think that's wonderful. And you know what? Domestic engineering, who else broadcasts about domestic engineering? And something that they said yesterday rang so true. And that is that, you know, you can save money and you can buy it on sale and you can buy a quantity of it or them, whatever it happens to be. But if you waste it, how far are you ahead? So waste not, want not. And my dad told me in World War II, he was in the U.S. Army, he was a first sergeant. He told me that there was a saying in the chow line, take all you want, comma, but eat all you take, meaning don't waste a thing, because other people would love to have it, like back home. And so there were sacrifices being made at the home front here in the United States while the guys were, our guys were in the Pacific Theater and the European theaters. So I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you, Jason, for engineering. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Sharon. And Greg's with us. Greg Lesher in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I love the way the instructors are so flexible.
Really, really flexible, Greg. So, I mean, where else could a person go and say, would you mind taking my shift tomorrow, you know, at work? By the way, you don't get paid for it, but, you know, in addition to your shift, would you take my shift? And the instructors say, where else does that happen, Greg? Except here, right? That's what happens here. Nobody gets paid,
exactly.
And people will jump in and cover for each other, take each other's shift when, you know, when something comes up. I love it. And I love the fact, one of my goals is to make sure that USA Prepares continues, you know, even if I'm removed from the equation, for whatever reason. And I don't have a reason in mind at the moment, but things happen. So I would love to see USA Prepares carry on. And in that light, what I've done in the past is I've asked instructors, so how do you feel about going solo tomorrow? And I'm talking about people who have never been trained in broadcasting. Not one of us here at USA Prepares is a trained broadcaster. We all just felt it was something that we should do, and we learned how to do it, and we just put foam rubber between our knees so you wouldn't hear our knees knocking while we're on the air, you know, when we first start up. And that's what we've done. So many of the instructors have said, sure, I've never done it, but I'll give it a shot. And they've broadcasted solo. So we've done that, final exam, you know, in front of the firing squad or without a safety net or whatever you want to call it. Baptism by fire, whatever you want to call it. And some of the instructors have done it. And I think it's great. So, Greg, I wanted to mention something.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention something to you. Propane.
Sure.
I've been on a quest to buy a propane tank for 3 weeks, and it has been just brutal dealing with liars and cheats and thieves. And as a matter of fact, I was off the air for 2 days while I was buying a propane tank. At least I thought I was going to be buying a propane tank. Talked to Kyle, and a propane tank, a used one in Montana, is about $1,500, $1,200 to $1,500 for a used propane tank. When I say used, I'm talking about one that might have been made in the 1950s, possibly much newer one, like 1960s. 500 gallons.
500 gallons. Wow.
I bought one for $400, another one for $500, another one for $600. Reconditioned, all painted nice, new valving, all that, you know, tested by a propane company many, many years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And I talked to the salesman. I was trying to buy another one, and no one sells them. No propane company sells them because they can't get them. They can't get them, and I don't know why, but when they do have them, they lease them for $100 a year. Well, the tank that used to, they would sell retail for $400. Now they lease for $100 a year. But they will sell you one. There's one company that will sell me one for $3,500. Of course, that's out of the question. I mean, it's not even worth considering at $3,500.
Does that come with a wraparound warranty and service? And I mean, good grief. You know, you're buying it. In fact, like you're buying a car or something. That's ridiculous. You know, I tried to talk my propane provider into selling me the tanks that I had. You know what? He wouldn't do it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so here's what happens, Greg. Now the propane companies in our neck of the woods here in Missouri have been purchased by another propane company. So with a new name, the old companies trade as the old companies slash the new name. So they have two names, okay? So when you call them, no matter, and they had the individual like family names like Smith and Jones, for example. Now they have another name that's not a family name. But when you call the old number, they answer with the new name, and you say, aren't you the Smith Company? Well, yeah. Yeah, we were just bought by this, you know, other company. But yeah, so how much is propane? $2.39 a gallon. So you call the Jones Company, and they answer with a new name, and you say, aren't you the Jones Company? They say, well, yeah, but we have a new name. But we're the same company, which is obviously a lie. And how much is propane? $2.39 a gallon. So during the Brandon administration, propane went from, it's doubled. It's doubled in price. And the tanks have more than doubled in price. The tanks have gone up, from $400 or $600 to $3,500, if you can find one. And why? Are we out of steel? Maybe. Maybe we're out of the manufacturing business to fabricate these 949-pound tanks. Maybe that's what it is. So they're so rare. What you said is true. The propane companies won't sell them, but they will lease them. And some companies require that they have a monitor on them. And the monitor transmits your gas consumption, how much is left in the tank. You know, 80%, 79%, 70%. And when it gets down to 30%, they fill it up. So when does it get down to 30%?
It's like a smart meter.
Oh, it is. It's a smart meter. It's a smart meter for your propane tank. And the thing that's interesting about this is when it gets down to 30%, they'll fill it up for you. Automatically. You don't even have to call them. You don't even have to put down your bonbons or get out of the Lazy Boy or put down your TV remote. They'll just fill it for you at the price then. And typically when you're down to 30%, that's the winner, and that's when propane is the most expensive, right?
Well, yeah, and I can tell you why they're doing that. It's pretty simple. They want to, just like electricity, by the consumption and the frequency, they can tell exactly what you're using in that house, whether it's a furnace, whether it's your burners or your water heater. They can tell. and it doesn't take them very long to figure it out. So they're monitoring everything you're doing and using.
They can look at the wattage, and they can see by these bursts of wattage, whether it's a hot water heater or the electric dryer or the heat pump or the air conditioning system. Absolutely. So here's what I learned, and this is a five-minute university kind of a lesson that's wrapped in a scenario. So I called. It's so hard. It's so hard to get the company that we've been dealing with for years and years and years. Because when I call the local company in Lebanon, Missouri, which is 26 miles away, I get the national company in another state. And they know who I am by my phone number, the caller ID, if you will. And they quote me the highest price I could possibly pay. And I can't stand it. All I want to do is talk to the local office, which is what I used to talk to. I can't get them on the phone because I call the local number and I automatically get routed to the national call center. And
well,
so here's what I
did. Don't you? It's going to be all handled by AI pretty soon.
Right.
If you actually get a human, I'm surprised. I'd be surprised.
So here's what happened. The current price for propane is price fixed with this corporation that bought all the small companies in the area. Okay, $2.39 a gallon. Unless you decide that you're going to be a new customer. If you're a new customer, one time fill up, $2.09. Okay. Well, the last time I bought propane was $1.29. Now it's $2.09. So roughly, if you say $2.39, which is the regular price, and $1.29, which is what I paid 4 years ago, that was the regular price, it's almost double, right? Well, I called around and I found an independent company that hasn't sold out yet. And you would think that they would charge more, right? I mean, naturally, smaller company, they'd charge more. $1.60. And I said, so when you say $1.60, are you talking about $1.69? Nine? Are you talking about $1.60.9, or are you talking about $1.60.0? He said $1.60.0. I said, okay, sign me up. So I'm going to jump ship. I'm literally going to jump ship from being loyal to a company that wants to charge me $2. Well, they were at $2.79, and they've come down a little bit, but I can't get them on the phone. So Mrs. Finelli said to me, so are you going to switch? And I said, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's one, loyalty is really important when a company is loyal to you, but when they're not loyal to you, there's no sense in being loyal. Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, this is the kind of state we're in right now, and most people are going to be like today in this meme that I saw. I saw a picture and it said, what was it, 1300 William Wallace? It said the people standing up against tyranny, and it showed the movie Braveheart, William Wallace standing there ready for battle. And it showed us facing tyranny today, and it shows this overweight guy sitting on the couch watching TV. It's amazing how compliant and complacent people are that allow this kind of thing to happen, because the propane company that you're speaking of right now would not exist today. It would go out of business in a heartbeat because people, years ago wouldn't allow this kind of garbage to go on, to be taken advantage of.
Well, it's antitrust, buying all of these companies, putting them under one umbrella, and then price fixing. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening.
It's called fascism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So here's the upshot of what's happening. If you go to one of those big box stores and compared to the old lumberyard, for example, the independent lumberyard. If you ask the independent lumberyard, hey, I'm building this, and what size lumber should I use? And what size nails should I use? And what's the best way to make a truss? They could tell you. If you go to the big box stores, now maybe you have an orange sign or a blue sign, do you think that someone in the lumber department is going to be able to tell you what size nails to use and what size lumber to use for a truss? Do you think so? Well, same thing happened with propane. Right. Same thing happened with propane. So when I was talking to these guys yesterday at the local small propane company that's not been absorbed or bought by the big outfit, I said, so here's what I want to do. I explained that we have 300 feet of underground pipe from our propane tank to there's a first stage regulator right by the propane tank, then it goes underground. And why is our tank 300 feet away? Well, because if it catches on fire, I don't want to blow up the house. So that's the reason. And it was certainly harder to do that than just, you know, run 10 feet of pipe and put the tank next to the house, as just about everybody does. So then it goes underground and comes up to a second stage regulator, and the second stage regulator further reduces the pressure. And I said, so from the second stage regulator, we are going to the house and we connect the, you know, the gas stove and that kind of thing. What I'd like to do is put a T right after the second stage regulator and run 5 feet of pipe to a propane generator. What are your thoughts? And he said, oh, that sounds like a great idea. That's how you should do it. So what I'm saying is I actually talked to the guy, explained what I wanted to do, the situation, the configuration, and I asked him for his opinion. Now, you know, depending on what he said, I may or may not do it, but at least I was able to talk to him. Whereas with the big propane company, I get some gal, and this is not a sexist thing. But it just so happens that it's the guys that go out in the field and set the tanks and turn the wrenches and set the regulators and use a manometer, to check the pressure and adjust the pressure regulator with the regulating setting so that you get the right water column pressure for your appliances. And frankly, I have not talked to a gal yet who's gone out in the field and who can answer my questions. They just sit at the front desk and they answer the phone and say, okay, we'll set you up for next Tuesday. That's about what they do. Or they can say, well, I'd tell you the price, but I got to ask the boss. Or I have to look it up. They don't know so much.
You know,
and this is not a sexist thing. It's just a fact of the matter, Greg.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to make a suggestion. And you might already know who this guy is. He lived in South Africa. He had a pig farm and he ran all of his vehicles, all of his electricity from his own generator, his whole farm equipment and everything off of methane that he got from his pigs. And you being in a situation where you've got cattle, I would suggest you look him up and see what he did, because it's really not that complicated to switch everything over to natural gas, because this is where we're headed.
We had a
unless they come to your farm and just say it's time for all your cows to die.
We had an instructor at our Get Prepared Expo. And he taught people how to make methane gas. And class is really simple. And if you want to see it, if you look at Survivors from the 1975 version of Survivors, there's a newer version, but the 1975, they actually showed making methane. In the English, pronounce it methane. It's spelled M-E-T-H-A-N-E. But you can easily do it with a balloon and poop.
Yeah, you know, a couple of barrels, a 55-gallon drum, and one that sits inside that, and maybe a tractor inner tube, some a sheet of plywood, and guess what? You can run your own stove off of methane.
Right.
And I did an experiment, and guess what? It worked.
Yeah, absolutely true, class. So literally, if you take pig poop, cow poop, and mix it with water, make a slurry, it'll start generating methane all by itself. It might take a couple weeks to get rolling, and if you capture it, you've got methane, and you can run your stove on it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Dozens of people are injured after a bus crash in New York City. It happened yesterday when a double-decker tour bus and an MTA bus collided in Manhattan. First responders are reporting more than 60 people were hurt and over a dozen were hospitalized. None have life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is defending American industry during her trip to China. Yellen spoke in Beijing today at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce and said she's been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months. She said in her meetings with her Chinese counterparts, she's been sharing the concerns of the U.S. business community, like China's use of expanded subsidies for state-owned enterprises and barriers to market access for foreign firms. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Couple other points, exclamation points. So, class, the regular price of propane from a small company is $1.60 right now. And they're going to hold it for me for a couple of weeks. It's unbelievable. From the new assembled company that bought up the little companies, their price is $2.39. That's a 50% increase. 50%. Now, why is that? Well, because they bought the little companies and they have to recoup their expenses. So they're making you pay for it. And they also make you pay if you want to enjoy propane at 50% more cost, you're going to have to pay $66 per year for a monitor. So you're going to rent a monitor, you're going to rent the tank if you choose to do that, and you're going to pay 50% more for the cost of propane itself. That's from the newly assembled company. So it's happening all over. The little companies are being gobbled up by the big companies, and you may think that this is a good thing because they're going to have more purchasing power, prices are going to decrease. Absolutely not true. The opposite's true. Greg?
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. And here's one other little story I want to share with you. This makes me sick. So there's a piece of farm equipment I found, and I wanted to buy it. And typically you could get it for about $400 or $500, $350 to $500. There's a guy that had it locally, and it's pretty heavy, and it requires a trailer, and getting it on the trailer would be really difficult. And the equipment was about 70 years old. So I went to see it, and I said, "So why are you selling it?" And the guy said, well, he bought it from his buddy, and his buddy had to sell it. He needed money. I said, oh. He said, well, I had cancer. He has cancer. So he has cancer. So if you put the pieces together, what happened is his buddy had cancer. This guy bought it at probably $250. Is selling it for $700. You know, he's going to flip it. And that makes me sick because I said, we're not buying it, to our son. And we thanked the guy and left. We were in the truck on the way home, and I said, hey, Bam, that would never happen with us. If we had a senior citizen friend who had who was in trouble financially, had cancer, we would never do that. We would just try to sell it for him and give him all the money. All of it. We wouldn't flip it. We would give him all the money because he's in a jam. We'd try to help him. And my son looked at me and he said, yeah, T. That's right. That's why he has money and we don't. How about that?
Yeah, you know, how are you going to explain yourself on the other side taking advantage of people like that? I just don't understand. How can people sleep at night? I just really don't understand where this mentality is coming from. You know, I talked to a couple people from England this morning, and I asked if what was going on in France, if that was really happening, and they said yes. People, that's the direction this country is going to go very shortly. France is burning down. It is burning down.
And what is the chief cause of France burning down? Is it the retirement age? Is it the police oppression? Is it taxation? Is it all the above? Is it inflation?
Yeah,
probably all the above. All the above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the above. You know, we're... Fascism is well underway. The CBDC is well underway. You can expect that the currency that you will be dealing with will have an expiration date, and you will be able to use it according to your carbon footprint and how well you behave. All this is coming. And what are people doing about it? Watching Netflix? You know?
They are watching Netflix.
Of course.
And I was on the phone with Kyle last evening, and I used the term happy as an ostrich, and he thought that was hysterical. And he started laughing. He said, what a mental image of America, happy as an ostrich. So there you have it, class. America is happy as an ostrich, meaning clueless. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to replace the bald eagle with the ostrich.
Yeah, they ought to, honestly.
Well, it's
the state I live in, Utah, right?
Mm-hmm.
There, what for industry? Yeah, think about this for a minute. You've got a whole hive of bees serving the queen. That's not the way I want to be represented as a state. That's ridiculous. You know? Well, I don't live in England. I don't live in Canada or Australia. I thought the Constitution was the supreme law of the land, and people don't realize that we're living all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and that fascism is, we've been living under fascism since the Civil War? Good grief, people. What we've learned in our school system, what the kids are taught, is nothing but mush.
So I had a friend.
We're in big trouble.
I had a friend who lives in England. And about, maybe 15 years ago or so, I used to go to these antique conventions. There was one a year, and it's a military antique extravaganza. And we had an instructor here at USA Prepares who owned it. And it's the largest military antique event in the world. And Colonel Johnson, Tom Johnson, he's passed away, but he ran the show. And I would see him every year, and at his extravaganza. It was huge. It was a fly-in, for worldwide fly-in. A lot of times it was in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. And every year, a bunch of guys would get together, and we'd see each other that one time at the event, and we'd go out for dinner together. A lot of us would go to a restaurant, and we'd just chat. And there was this one guy from England. And I said to him, "So, what's up with the Queen?" This is when she was alive. And he said, and he kind of smiled, and he was all excited, "She's the Queen." I said, "Yeah, I know, but what'd she do?" This is before I knew what she'd do. This is before I knew she ran the Committee of 300. She's the chairman. She even signed it, chairman. So, not chairwoman, chairman. So, I asked, "What does she do?" And he said, "Well, she's the queen." And I said, "So y'all just pay for everything that she gets. Y'all contribute, and she lives in castles, and you pay for all that." I said, "So what does she do?" He said, "Well, she's the queen." He could not answer other than say she's the queen. So he'd been programmed all his life to respect and adore and pay the queen. They don't know what the queen does, but she's the queen. And when she gets, what does she do? Well, she would get on the balcony and wave slowly, very slowly, as if it took a lot of effort to wave. I mean, she wouldn't give an excited wave. It would be just a slow motion wave. That's what the queen does. As well as own all the dolphins and off the coast and own the Royal Air Force and the Royal Navy and the Royal Mint and Canada and Australia and a whole bunch of other countries. That's what she does, or did. It's not for me. It's not for me. And then what do we have? We have an Alzheimer's patient. Greg, I wish I could see some light at the end of the tunnel. I see no light at the end of the tunnel, unless maybe it's another train coming our way. I don't see any way out of this. All I can see is prepare, prepare, prepare. Keep your head down. Don't go to any protests. Don't fight the government. Just do your own thing. Get out of Dodge. That's all I can see.
Well, we're not supposed to participate in this last battle, because whatever side we're fighting on, they're both wrong. They're all wrong. In other words, just stay alive. Do what you know. Protect yourself, your family, and those you love and those around you, like-minded. But, to go join the fight, they're all wrong.
I was asked
there is
to.
There was not one side that's standing up for the Constitution. And if you don't believe it, right. Just look at No State shall make or demand anything but gold and silver coin, a tender of payment of debt. Are they your? Are they really the states? No, they're not. They're somebody else. They're not who you think they are. Those seats have been abandoned, and the corporation has taken over. And, I don't know what else to say. Exactly what you said. Get prepared. Get out of Dodge. Make sure you're prepared in every way. Survive. Stand in holy places.
So Brandon and company wants to eliminate your ability to buy a gas cooktop, a gas oven, a gas stove, a gas furnace, gas hot water heater. There is no class. There is no replacement.
He wants you dead. That's the bottom line.
There is no replacement. Literally, class, you will not be able to, unless you are made of money, you will not be able to build a solar array big enough to run an electric hot water heater or an electric heat pump or electric resistive heating or an electric stove. You won't be able to do it. It uses too much electricity. So for cooking, anyone who is preparedness-minded, when they think about off-grid, they realize they have to do this. They have to not use an electric stove and not use an electric dryer, not use an electric hot water heater, not use electric resistive heating. They learn that right away because it's cheaper and better and smarter to switch to gas for those things than to build a solar array big enough to power them. It's not affordable. We have a fairly large solar array here at our farm. It can generate up to 50 kilowatts a day. And we still couldn't power an electric dryer, an electric stove, an electric hot water heater, and all the other electric devices. We couldn't do it. It cannot be done economically. So when the Bidens want you to jettison your gas appliances, you are going to be subject to the smart meter, and there's no way around it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Greg's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And he has been quite innovative in what he's doing with water distillation. Water's a problem. And if you've read some of the stories, about half of the water in the United States of America is contaminated, about half of it already, with forever chemicals. And the only way I know of to 100% effectively remove the contaminants from water is something I learned in chemistry, when I studied chemistry, and that is distillation. That's the only way to do it. Now, you can remove most of the contaminants other ways with filters or reverse osmosis, which is a filter system, but you can't remove it all. The only way to remove it all is through distillation that I know of. And Greg's company, you can find it on the Internet. RealWaterIndependence.com, and I've read his book. Greg, other than you writing the book, was I the first one to read your book? I don't know for sure.
Yeah, you actually were. You know, I really was. I've been keeping it under the hood for a long time. Yeah, you know, I wanted to talk about a technology that I just discovered. The company that is selling this is called Watts 24/7, and it's salt silica battery. Now they're a little bulky. But let me tell you the advantage of them. On the low side of their cycle, in other words, the drained cycle, they can handle outside temperatures of 40 below zero. This means that you don't have to have them in a root cellar or in the house. They can actually be outside, you know, in a garage or something like that. Wonderful technology, and as far as I know, the Chinese have not got their hands on it yet. Salt silica batteries, something worth checking out. I think I'm going to replace my bank because, you know, I don't know if I'll always be able to keep those batteries warm with the Biden administration, you know, pulling their dirty work that seems to be anti-human, anti-life, I don't know how else to explain it, but I just saw a bunch of his son's videos that have hit the internet on his binge in Las Vegas. And what a crime family. What a crime-ridden family. We're in a lot of trouble. It's all intentional. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, cocaine was found at the White House, and you know, the news reports, it moved three times since it was found. Three times. That tells us that the current administration lies, lies, and lies. So how is it possible, with all the cameras in the White House, that this bag of cocaine was found? How is it possible that it would be found and not be traceable back to whoever put it there? How is that possible? It's impossible.
Well, I'll tell you.
They know exactly who put it there.
They all use it. They're all users. We got a bunch of crackheads.
Right.
We've got paid off. We're not seeing it. We're not seeing things in the Supreme Court that we used to see. I mean, we've got the worst genocide that this planet probably has ever known with the vaccine, and nobody is being held accountable. What does that tell you? It tells me that it's just a matter of time.
It's mass murder. Mass murder.
Genocide, mass murder. Watch the video of somebody who came back from a surgery and threw his stitches, and this is a fully vaccinated individual, guess what started popping out the wound? These strange clots. Well, I can tell you what that guy's future is. He's not going to live very long. He's got those things running through his body. I don't know what to say, people.
I believe at least two USA Preparedness instructors have been killed by the jab. Two.
Yeah.
Possibly three. And I don't know what the cause of death for John Stadtmiller was. In class, he was one of my best friends. Regardless of what people think, he really was. And he used to come here and spend Christmas and the holidays with us, and he was derailed. He believed people who let him think I was not his friend. It was a total lie.
Well, if you got people who are healthy dying of heart attack, you know what it is.
Well, and he said on air his skin was bubbling up like Swiss cheese. Does that sound like a clot to you, class? Does that sound like a clot? So, sure does to me. It sure does.
Yep. Keep prayerful.
Yes.
Keep prayerful.
Yes, keep prayerful. And class, if you are inclined to pray, would you please include one of your instructor's family members, a child of one of your instructors? Their house burned down to the ground. They were left with absolutely, positively nothing, not even the keys to the vehicle. Complete, total loss. And if you're inclined to pray, please pray for them. Greg, thank you so much for being with us today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.